think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Elizabeth Kaiser, host of Straight Lines. Straight Lines on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. with News Talk STL. I am filling in for Larry Connors this evening. And I've got to say, I'm really honored, privileged. There's no words to describe the privilege that I have of filling in for the Larry Connors USA. As a reminder to everybody, be sure and check out Larry Connors USA. You can find Larry Connors USA on Rumble. You can find Larry Connors USA on X, formerly known as Twitter, YouTube, News Talk STL, and his own website, LarryConnorsUSA.com. And as a reminder, I think everybody knows by now that after this is aired on News Talk STL 101.9 94.1, it is uploaded into a podcast, and it forever resides and lives on all of those platforms. So check it out if you miss the radio program. And it does come with great sorrow once again. It seems like that our news these days is full of, I hate to say sorrow, I'm going to say utter quintessential chaos. Absolute chaos. We just heard this morning that the ICE facility in Dallas, again, was a target. They were a target in Texas just July 4th, just a few months ago. And again, another target of violence in our country, in our great country of ours. Our founding forefathers would be rolling in their grave, and I'm sure they are. But the sniper shot three shots, apparently. There are people that are hospitalized. There are three that are injured. The shooter, as the most recent report is, a self-inflicted wound, shot himself. Self-inflicted suicide. Who knows? Let's just call it self-inflicted because that's all I know. And the sniper is dead. But this was where a gunman opened fire from a rooftop. Does that sound familiar? A rooftop. Wow. How many times have we heard in the last 9 months since January, the inauguration, sniper on the rooftop? You would think, ... common sense would prevail here, and we would have better protection from those familiar rooftops. So one already died. I know two others were taken to the hospital. At the time of this preparation for this show, friends, all we know is one died, two were in the hospital. And I'm sure as the news flies fast and furious these days, all three may be dead by now. I don't know. But again, there we go. Second time in Texas that an ICE facility was targeted. Last time was July 4th. So let's go ahead and segue. And again, violence seems to, there seems to be no cerebral frontal cortex of restraint with taking our frustrations out in violence. We will be talking a little bit about that during our second hour. Actually, we will be having the guest on, Randy Tobler, Dr. Randy Tobler. And Dr. Randy and I will be talking about the more of the crisis that's affecting our nation from a cognitive standpoint. And I'm not going to say mental illness. I'm not going to say depression, anxiety, those are all clinical terms that seem to really narrow one's thoughts. But I'm talking something about much more insidious, overarching, and very, very broad, dangerous, and a complete deterioration of our restraint, our barometer of what's right and wrong, as is what's reflected in the news today. So let's talk about a little recent announcement and who knows what's going to happen. You know, we got 6 days. We have got 6 days. That is it before another government shutdown. How many times do you hear about that on the news? And my understanding that there were canceled talks between Trump on the government shutdown that was scheduled for tomorrow. Trump canceled that. You know why? Because apparently what's on the table, which we do feel is non-negotiable, myself included, is funding transgender. And he just said, no dice. I'm not even going to talk. If that's where you're going to start, we're dead on arrival. No dice. We're not funding transgender. Okay? So he canceled talks. Now, does that mean that's going to change and there's going to be talks tomorrow or not? You know chess, the art of the deal. You know how Trump is a superb negotiator. Just because he makes a decision and he flexes his muscle and he said, no dice, no deal, no talks, that doesn't mean there's not going to be talks tomorrow. He's basically drawn a line and he's drawing boundaries in what he's willing to concede at the starting point. But if you're talking about funding transgender, then we're wasting everybody's time. So I say, if you're going to fund transgender, then let's just go through a shutdown. We've done it before and we survived as a country. So we've got to prove points. We've got to set boundaries. And all this lukewarm pansy trying to make everybody happy. And we all see where that's got our country into. It doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. So I do want to talk a little bit about what just came on the news. And there's going to be a lot more detail. But there's a lot happening on several fronts. One of the more kind of political, superficial front. I don't really get into this celebrity Jimmy Kimmel stuff. That's not something that really floats my boat. But I do feel like it's an obligation to kind of update everybody. So let me just say that, because I've never been into celebrities. I kind of was raised right. You know, anytime we would mention a Hollywood celebrity in our household growing up, my father would say, pretty much, bah, humbug, I don't want to hear it. And I think that's had a profound influence on me. I'm like the last one to ever idolize, try to be, worship the ground that a celebrity walks on. But let's talk about Jimmy Kimmel. Well, he was on last night. For the exception of Next Star and Sinclair, which from my calculations, geez, Next Star represents about 28 ABC TV stations in the entire country. And then you've got Sinclair. And Sinclair represents about 66 ABC stations in the country. From simple mathematics, and I can still do mathematics, yeah, regardless of our automatic digital calculators, ChatGPT, and so forth, you've got a total of 231 ABC stations in the country. So that represents almost a third, about 28% are not showing Jimmy Kimmel. I kind of like that. I like that a lot. He did not apologize. In fact, I thought he kind of rubbed salt in the wound, if you ask me. There was one statement, you know, of course, he tucked tail in his own way with his body language and all that. And believe me, I didn't watch him because I'd really never watched Jimmy Kimmel. Why would I? But he said, President Trump can't take a joke. I'm like, God, did you just make things worse or what? Why would you joke about the assassination of anyone? I don't care if they're a flaming left extreme radical like yourself or if it's a conservative right, you know, preacher of the Bible and God and truth and honesty and wrong and right. It doesn't matter who it is. You just joked not only about a death, but about somebody publicly being assassinated. And you had the audacity on national TV after you're given a second bite of the apple, which you should have never been given a second bite of the apple, to say, President Trump can't take a joke. You know, people just don't learn. They don't learn. I don't think that's really going to move the needle very much with Sinclair and Nexstar. Who knows? Who knows? You know, what's sad, though, is behind the scenes that we never see is the political forces and the almighty dollar definitely being the ultimate force in this country. So whatever is going to make sense for the stations, it really is going to be a battle between what's wrong and right. So we'll see what happens in another week. As far as I'm concerned, he can just stay off the air. And I would hope that that would be a bellwether for other people like him that espouse condonement and endorsement of violence and assassinations, that they would not be on the air. And then everybody now, of course, is screaming, but First Amendment, First Amendment. You know, as a lawyer, I've been practicing law for over 20 years, and our Constitution does not condone, does not endorse, and does not protect hate speech. Okay, well, yeah, there's a gray line. There's no doubt a gray line. It's subjective. Did Kimmel practice hate speech? Nah, probably not. I mean, it was humor, but it was pretty sick humor. And that really is dictated by the policies of the TV station. This is not a constitutional thing. This is really the policies and guidelines of the brand and the image of what that station wants to represent to its audience in the United States of America. And at this day and age, with what's going on in 2025 in the United States of America and this great nation, I don't think they want to be a part of that. So that's a business decision. Any CEO can say, you are cut. You are cut forever. So I want to just elaborate a little bit on that topic. And this really wasn't part of my plan, but I'm going to because I've already kind of opened the door, as we lawyers say. Once you open the door, it's like, let's go through it and talk a little bit about that. But the First Amendment does not protect hate speech. There's numerous case law that shows that hate speech and any kind of word, any kind of narrative, any kind of message that incites, that encourages, that precipitates an act by other people to commit a crime, and they have the capability of doing it, that's not protected by the First Amendment. Not at all. So there's many, many cases that point to that. So just remember that. The First Amendment does have its restrictions, and I believe that those restrictions in terms of inciting violence and inciting assassinations and inciting murder, inciting riots and chaos in our society, those restrictions are going to become more and more profound in our country as the moral barometer of what's wrong and right quickly, precipitously deteriorates across the country. And we've all seen that. We've all seen that for many reasons. How about the invasion of 20 million immigrants into this country that we have no idea who they are and what ideology they practice? How about that for starters? So I'm going to go ahead and shift gears. I just wanted to ad lib a little bit on that First Amendment because that's something that is very, very, I'm very, very passionate about. Okay, so do you remember when President Trump announced the most favored nation? Do you remember what those words represent? Most favored nation. What is that? Do you remember when he made the announcement that our country spends all the money for the research and development of all of our drugs from Big Pharma? Do you remember that? Pharmaceutical. We pay. You know, I didn't know that until Trump announced this. I mean, that's amazing. We pay all the money for research and development for our pharmaceuticals. And that's why we pay about 10 times more for our drugs in the United States than other countries. They get all that research and development free. So Bristol Myers just announced that they are going to subscribe and to endorse what President Trump has done. They agree with his announcement, and they agree that they are going to be paying the same price for a new drug that's coming out in the market that they're going to start distributing in 2026 for schizophrenia. God knows we have enough mental illness that needs to be treated in this world of ours, which is only getting worse and worse. This particular drug for schizophrenia is Cobenfy, C-O-B-E-N-F-Y. And they're going to be paying about $1,850 per month, what they're going to be charging, about $22,500 annually. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. It was approved in FDA by the FDA in 2024. And so they do plan on launching that same drug next year in the United Kingdom. And again, the message to all this isn't the drug itself. The message to this, that the other countries are now agreeing with President Trump, hey, we're going to pay some of that research and development that your country just dumped into those pharmaceuticals, because we've come out with some very, very effective, life-changing drugs in our country. And we have picked up that tab and we have carried that weight of all that R&D in our country now for decades without any of the other countries having to pay for it, which is just beyond me. What's beyond me is that we actually did that as long as we did. So, you know, Trump's a game changer. I mean, he's definitely leveling the playing field, and he's leveling the playing field across all levels, not just the pharmaceutical industry and taking care of people, but the FDA and the CDC, and that's all wrapped under the same umbrella. For sure. So, again, our country, our cost of our drugs, just to put it in context, I've said a lot, but Our country, on average, to put in context, we pay at least 30 to 80% more for drugs across the board. Okay, that's across the board. That's including everything compared to other countries. You remember, you know, like your grandma, your grandpa, whatever, getting drugs from Canada. I mean, I remember seeing some friends and her grandma. It's like, why is, you know, Grandma Mary getting drugs from Canada? Well, because she can't afford them in the United States. And she's shipping them over the Canadian borderline because she can't afford the United States drugs. And, you know, some people would whisper like, well, that's not right. You don't know what kind of drugs. And now we understand why that's been going on for as long as it has. So hopefully more countries will join the crowd and join the rank and endorse what Trump has started, most favored nation. So next time you hear that comment, most favored nation, now you know what it means. It means the most favored nation, the United States, will not pay more than the lowest price that any country in the entire planet is going to pay for that same drug. And I think that is a wonderful, wonderful move. And of course, subsumed in that, you know, are other thoughts that I'm not going to go into because we don't have time for it. But wouldn't it be a nice, beautiful thing if we could actually get our country into getting healthy so we don't need all those drugs going into our bodies? With this massive spike in chronic conditions that we've all seen in the last 15 years. I think I read somewhere where 40% of our children are obese. And I hate to mention this because all thoughts enter my head and I don't have time to talk about this maybe some other day. But do you know the first protocol for an obese child at the age of 12 are what Trump calls fat shots? Yeah, Wegovy's, all those little shots that you can take, the injections in the belly that help you lose weight. Yeah, the first step in that protocol is not, hey, let's put Tim on some natural, wholesome food and get him outside exercising. Oh, heck no, let's just give him shots in the belly. I think that's a travesty to our healthcare and to our providers that are shackled and have no autonomy in the practice of medicine because they have to mind what the insurance companies say because that's where they get their money. Another corrupt industry in our country. So we are going to be taking a break here and we're going to come back and we're going to be bringing on Bill Feder, author of 25 books, Bill Feder, F-E-D-E-R-E-R. He is amazing, an amazing speaker. He was just with a man by the name of Charlie Kirk a few weeks ago in South Korea, and we are going to be talking to him personally. So I can't wait to get him on. He's going to have a lot to talk about, and he is going to enlighten your mind, absolutely. So lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. You said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Bill. John Bill Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
That bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all by that bass, no trouble. I'm all by that bass, no trouble. I'm all by that bass, 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 bass.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Okay, we are back. We are back with Mr. William J. Federer. William J. Federer, F-E-D-E-R-E-R. He does go by Bill, Bill Federer. Bill, are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you good. We can hear you. Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Oh, wonderful.
Well, I don't think you can see this, but I brought something with me to the studio. And what I have in my hands is something that you produced. And boy, I tell you what, it is a novel. And I just received this just about a week ago from your kind brother, Tom. And it's called America's God and Country, Encyclopedia of Quotations, Highlighting America's Noble Heritage by William J. Federer.
Yeah, that's my first book.
Okay.
Sold 500,000 copies, and that opened the door for me to do this full time. So I've written about 30 books since then.
Wow, wow. Well, you wrote more than I thought. I think my last count was 25. Man, I was shortcutting you. I'm sorry. Goodness gracious. I have had the privilege and honor, and it's been so nice to have met Bill's brother, actually, just about a week ago. He's, we did some lawyer talk, which was kind of boring. Me and Tom, because we're both lawyers, I was up in St. Charles. And quickly, I mean, it didn't even take 5 minutes, but Tom and I started talking about what was going on in the country, because how can you not? And all of a sudden, we're talking about his brother. And his brother is with us in the studio, Bill Federer. And Bill, and this is, I just think this is divine intervention. It's more than serendipity. This is divine intervention. That Bill actually was doing something just a few weeks ago. And he does this all over the world. He does a lot of presentations. He's a historian. He is a historian. He is learned on the Christian faith. And he speaks in several countries, but he was just in South Korea I believe a few weeks ago with Charlie Kirk, weren't you, Bill?
Yes, the situation is they had an election. They used Huawei computers. Huawei is a communist Chinese company, and lo and behold, a pro-communist person got elected president. The previous president suspected it and wanted to preserve the computer before they erased it. They accused him of wanting to get the computers to avoid the election and stay in power, so they impeached him. They put him in jail 3 months, then let him out. The new president got in and arrested the previous president and his wife. They're in jail right now. The poor little wife's 80 pounds. She's like, I don't know if she's going to survive. Then the new president raids the military bases that Americans have, Navy, and takes away computers and stuff. And then he sends a delegation to communist China, Xi Jinping, for their big military parade. Never happened before. And he reaches out to North Korea. And then he's wanting to push more vaxes, and he's pushing the trans agenda. So a pastor named Sun Hyung Bo, mm-hmm. he's a megachurch pastor in Busan,
mm-hmm.
Seguro Church. He gets a million Koreans to fill the streets 4 kilometers long of Koreans protesting the trans bill. The current president didn't like that. And so he raids this pastor's house, seizes his cell phones, computers, files 22 Lawfare lawsuits against him, and then threatens to arrest him. And we're meeting with him, with Charlie Kirk, and in the back room before the stage where you're coming out to speak for about a half an hour. And the Mina Kim organized the event. It's called Build Up Korea. It's a turning point equivalent. Thousands of young Koreans all excited. Charlie's like, wow, this, I thought this was an American movement. This is a worldwide movement of young people wanting freedom. So this pastor is explaining how the government is weaponized against him. Charlie's texting on his phone. He texts Marco Rubio saying, I'm in Seoul, Korea right now, and there are some very disturbing things happening that I need to tell you about. And Charlie tells this pastor that if they arrest him, he personally will call President Trump, and he's going to dedicate his show to exposing this left-turn CCP infiltration of South Korean politics. And the staff says he just has one last event with students in Utah, and then he's going to focus on this full time.
So I'm going to stop, Bill. I'm going to stop you there because I want to.
After we left,
okay, Bill. I'm going to stop you there for 1 second because I want to emphasize something to our audience. There's something you said, and a lot of times we got to say it a few times before it really sinks in. I'm going to repeat this. Charlie Kirk, you and Charlie Kirk were together. You had an opportunity to talk to this pastor, Bo, before this event started, right?
Yeah, pastor's son, young Bo.
Okay. And he wasn't yet in jail or in prison, obviously. He'd been charged with a lot of, you know, lawfare and crimes and all that, but he wasn't in prison yet. You guys were talking to this pastor, young son, Bo. And at that time, after you and Charlie learned of what was happening in South Korea with the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, then Kirk is texting Marco Rubio, and Kirk makes a decision to, when he comes back to the States, he's going to finish his Utah presentation. Of course, everybody knows that's where he got assassinated. But his second priority after Utah was going to be taking care of the communist problem in South Korea?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I hope everybody understood that. Yeah, keep going. And Bill, we've got about 5 minutes, but you're not going to leave because they're going to take a break just for a few minutes. You're going to come back on. So you and I are going to be talking probably for another 12 minutes or something like that. So tell us more about what happened after Charlie texted Marco Rubio. Did he take the stage then?
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, I was the warm-up speaker for Charlie.
Okay.
11 years earlier, I spoke in Robinson, Illinois, 500 people at their little civic center. I was the main speaker, and this 19-year-old was the warm-up speaker for me. And I remember he was so good, I couldn't concentrate on my notes. I just had to listen.
It was Charlie. I knew you were going to say
so
that.
For the last 11 years, we've been friends. I've been on his radio show a dozen times. I've spoken at conferences with him. We text back and forth all the time. And he would ask me, well, now tell me about John Adams. Tell me about, you know, I wrote a book on socialism. I dedicated it to Charlie Kirk. And so I would be one of the dozen or so people that he would reach out to ask, you know, questions that would sort of give him some ammunition when he would do his debates.
So you were his constant online Christian encyclopedia. He could have you anytime he wanted. He'd text you. That is awesome.
He had other, like Frank Turek does apologetics, and he would ask him, you know, questions. So he chose to surround himself with people that were Christian. We would text scriptures back and forth. You know, on Easter, I texted him the Keith Green song. I like that Easter song. And he texted back Romans 10, if we confess Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. He says, we need to be more bold about the resurrection of Jesus. But this is in the middle of meeting with Trump and everybody, it's time to text people like me.
So let me put some context in this. So when you're in South Korea, folks, this is September 5th and 6th, the South Korea. And then I believe, Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Charlie flew to Japan right after that. Then he came into Utah. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Went to Japan.
Went straight from South Korea to Japan.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this uprising and this invasion of communism into South Korea, which is what precipitated this uprising of these young people and this protest and this arrest of this pastor. And now you've got a new president that's obviously very progressive, very liberal. I think you told me that he's also introducing transgender rights and all sorts of other things into South Korea, which they've never had in South Korea before, right? Okay. Okay.
And 25% of South Korea is Christian.
25% of South Korea is Christian. So they are a formidable force. And the Communist Party certainly doesn't want that. And they're doing everything to eradicate that. And they're putting, and what Bill just said, friends, is they're putting these voting machines in. And they're building this internet infrastructure with a company called, it's kind of hard to pronounce.
Huawei.
They are using that same company, which is, again, a subsidiary of a Chinese huge internet telecommunications company. And they are installing that same Chinese telecommunication infrastructure into many countries. And guess what, folks? They have access to all the data. Now, of course, they give assurance to any country, South Korea, whatever the country is, oh, no, there's going to be, you know, security and there's going to be a wall and we're not going to have access to that data. But the problem is that, you know, China just recently passed this law. The Chinese government, the Chinese Communication Party passed a law that says we must have access to all the data of any Chinese company. It doesn't matter what your policies and guidelines are, terms and conditions, promises that you made to other countries. We will have full access to all the data. That trumps. So a lot of companies don't allow this company to come in and set up infrastructure, including South Korea. There are some companies that prohibit it. So just keep that in mind. Bill, we're going to take a quick break. Don't leave because we got a lot to talk about. I appreciate so much you calling in. And we just got a few minutes and we'll be right back. So remember the pledge, one nation under God.
Connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. PRIglobal.ai, PRIglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Okay, we are back. I want to clarify something. All right, Bill, are you with us?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I want to clarify something. I want to spell the name of this telecommunication company that is installing their network in as many countries as they can, that is owned by the Chinese Communist Party. And the spelling of that company is H-U-A-W-E-I. And again, the CEO is Sun Luyan, S-U-N, Sun Luyan, Luan, L-U-Y-U-A-N. And so they are setting up infrastructure, making cell phones and other data, telecommunications, everything that entails in many, many, many countries. And I want everybody to be aware of that. But the law that I was talking about, this is an intelligence law that China passed just a few years ago, that does mandate that all Chinese companies must cooperate with the government, the CCP, with national intelligence work. So to put it in context, the United States and Australia and Japan have banned this company from all of their 5G networks due to national security concerns. I wonder why. And some big government data systems are not allowed in South Korea, in fact, to use the company at all. So there definitely are some movements. People and companies and CEOs are being very aware of this, basically this plan of getting data. It's all about the data. So there's something, too, I want to mention before, Bill, I want you to hear everything. I want to hear from you everything that happened over in South Korea. But I want to endorse some words that Charlie said. And since you were there, you know these words a lot better than I do. So correct me if I'm wrong. But Charlie stated at this event to the audience, and I think there were about 2,000 young South Koreans there, that the fight against communism is what our great countries share between the U.S. and South Korea. Communism destroys everything that it touches. We are here to assist and support you in this existential fight against communism. And that was cited in the Korean Times. And he made that announcement. And he also made the promise to Pastor Bo that he was going to prioritize South Korea before he, right after he did his presentation and event in Utah. So, Bill, let's talk more about what happened. So you were saying that you and Charlie had become good friends, confidants. You were his mentor. You were, you know, not just friendships, but you texted each other all the time. I think you even got a text a few hours before Charlie Kirk was assassinated, where he actually quoted a scripture about the adversaries, which was so prophetic. But tell me more. You did the beginning speech before Charlie Kirk took the stage. And what did you talk about? And go ahead and take it from there.
Yeah. Now, I do want to mention that in Korea, they say the last name first.
Okay.
And then the last name is Son.
Okay.
But when you would say it, you'd say Pastor Son Youngbo, but it's Pastor Son.
Interesting.
So, yeah, 2014, I was a warm-up speaker for Charlie Kirk at this little event in Robinson, Illinois. And in Seoul, Korea, I was the warm-up speaker for Charlie.
Wow.
And the day before he got shot, he texted me a scripture. It was 1 Corinthians 16:9.
Read that.
There's a wide and effective door of ministry open, but there are many adversaries.
Can you repeat that? Can you repeat that? That's very important. Repeat that one more time, Bill.
There's a wide and effective door of ministry open, but there are many adversaries.
And he texts that to you like the day before he got shot?
Yeah, less than 24 hours. And I did the little, you know, emoji, praying hands.
Yeah.
But he got off the airplane that morning and he told his pilot, he goes, "This is going to be a great day." He so much wanted to talk to young people, and he loved giving them the mic, and he loved letting them have a chance to speak to the world their views, and he would answer, and everything had a biblical basis to it. Now, he said, "I can prove all of my views outside of the Bible," but he definitely was a strong believer, and as the time went on, he was more open. Rob McCoy is his pastor. I'm good friends. Years ago, Rob said, "Hey, I want you to speak at my church with Charlie." This was about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So my plane lands in Las Vegas. There's no connecting flight. I have to drive across the Mojave Desert at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I get there, meet Erica. They just got engaged. And Charlie and I are on the platform speaking. And I just felt something special that the Lord was wanting to use this man in a powerful way. And he did. And I saw an AI picture. Mm-hmm. That somebody did of Charlie walking the steps to heaven and Jesus at the top, and he's turning and passing the baton to hundreds of young people. And this one young guy did a video. He says, "Unless a seed falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears forth fruit." This refers to Jesus. But he said, in a way, it refers to Charlie Kirk. Instead of one, he says, "We are all Charlie Kirk." And they 100 million people streamed the memorial service. They had the entire government of the United States, Trump, Vance, Rubio, Tulsi Gabbard, Susie Wiles, all these people. And they're talking about Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And then Erica Kirk forgiving the murderer of her husband. You just felt this release of love and forgiveness that instead of the left wanting to stir up a radical right, radical left, and have a fight and a revolution, no, it worked cold water on that to say, no, we are not going to respond with violence. We are going to respond with love and forgiveness, and we're going to continue to carry on. So it's none of that negative rhetoric that the left is wanting to jump on. No, the side with Charlie Kirk is responding in love and forgiveness, but we want to engage the culture. Why? Because we want to preserve a country for our kids.
And Bill, what Erica Kirk did publicly, forgiving the assassinator of her husband, like you just said, it threw cold water on their plan, the dark plan, the deep state. You can call it what you want, you know, the Marxist, whatever. There's so many words for the same thing, but they didn't expect that, did they?
No. You know, you read after the World War II, they have what's called color revolutions.
Okay.
And this is where they would go into countries. They want radicals on both sides. They want them to fight so they can cause disturbances that the government has an excuse to seize control of the country. And when she forgave the killer of her husband, it's like, we're not going to buy into this violent response. We're going to respond with love. We're going to respond with forgiveness. But we're not going to back away. We're going to go into the campuses and we're going to allow the two sides to. I was with Elon Musk. I mean, I didn't talk with him. I was 1 foot away from him, but he was there at the memorial service and he was answering the questions. He said, Charlie believed in dialogue, that he wanted both sides to share their views. And this is something. And then Elon Musk went up to the box and he met Trump.
Yeah.
And he still threw the glass. They took the pictures. And he said, this is what Charlie would have wanted, that Trump and Elon get together again. But it was so special to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's such, oh my God, it's such an earthquake that hit this country and the world and so many countries. It is amazing the power that Charlie Kirk has left and the mark that he's made, and especially now with his successor in that wonderful woman, Erica, who publicly forgave. I mean, that is just the quintessential, purest form epitome of what the Bible teaches in terms of forgiveness. that was just absolutely amazing. And what you taught me, Bill, because you and I have been on some long conversations. And what's so interesting is that the game plan of the force that wants to destroy Christianity and wants to destroy freedom of speech, and it takes all sorts of forms and all sorts of labels. But that dark force, that is their entire game plan, is that they want extremism. They want not just extremism on the left, but they want that extremism on the right. And they pit them together, which then results in violence and animosity and chaos and complete loss of law and order, which we've seen in this country. And then they bring in socialism. And then, as you taught me, and boy, my eyes have been widened, violence goes away. And then everybody's like, oh, thank God the violence is gone. And then eventually, in a very insidious, dark, evil way, they wake up and they realize they have no more freedom.
Yeah, it's a tactic that's been used over and over again by the KGB and the CIA. Obama turned to use these tactics inward on our own country. But, you know, I wanted to focus on something that,
yes,
Erica was the head of her basketball team. She was Miss Arizona. And she gives at the funeral or the memorial, she says, a wife is not a slave. She's not a servant. She's not an employee. She says, we are one flesh. We are together. And we're carrying out, you know, taking care of the family, but also with her and Charlie, you know, wanting to change the country. And she said, Charlie would leave notes around the house saying, what can I do to be a better husband to you?
That's amazing.
And she said, I want to speak to you men, be a leader worth following. And so this idea that Charlie had, you know, is like, hey, grow up, stop being a boy, be a man, stop viewing pornography, stop playing video games, take responsibility for the country. But I think that Erica is such a beautiful example of a strong leader woman, but she's completely feminine. I mean, she you know, Miss Arizona. And this is a role model that my wife was saying, what a beautiful role model. She says, we had the most beautiful marriage and Charlie wanted to share this love. He would tell the young men, he says, get a job, be responsible, get married and have kids.
And be a man.
And enjoy these blessings that God has given.
Yeah, and be a man and stop being so confused. And these poor men in the last, oh my gosh, decade. I just feel sorry for so many men in our country and other countries, but mainly here because they're the only ones I know. But they are so confused because they don't know what gender they are and how they're supposed to act and what their norms should be. They don't know what normal is anymore in their behaviors, and they've been taught to be feminine. And oh my gosh, you talk about confusion and chaos. I want to repeat something that I think this would be really good to underscore that Charlie said on the stage to the Build Up Korea event, which, like you said, that's a TPUSA in South Korea. To all those beautiful young conservatives that were there at that event that you and Charlie spoke at, Charlie said, as he was addressing 2,000 of the youth there, he said, put Jesus first in all that you do. There is a crackdown in Christians in this country right now. As believers, we are biblically commanded to stand up to those who persecute the oppressors against Christians. And I love those words because we are not supposed to back down and just, you know, crawl under a rock and start praying. We are supposed to go out there amongst all of them and stand up to those who persecute the oppressors against Christians. In other words, we do have a war on our hand, and we don't use violence, and we don't murder, and we don't assassinate in terms of how we fight. But we will be fighting, which is demonstrated by that beautiful illustration that you've already depicted of Charlie handing, you know, the torch, the mic, the baton back to the millions of people at the lower end of the ladder as he was climbing and ascending into heaven. And I think that's beautiful. And I think Erica is the best person to be the leader at the helm, the CEO of a TPUSA, to make those critical decisions and decide those personalities and those ambassadors that are going to carry on Charlie Kirk's mission. And like she said on the stage, Bill, you know, this is a battle cry. This is a battle cry. And Stephen Miller even had beautiful words at the memorial about, you have no idea the dragon you have unleashed. And we're seeing that. We see it. We feel it. It's an energy. It's a force. It's intangible. But my God, is it real? And you see it everywhere you go in society today. And Bill, I love the fact that I have met you. I love the fact that for some reason I drove up to your brother's law firm about a week and a half ago, and we had a scheduled meeting, and I had no idea that you and I would be talking to the United States of America right now together about what you just shared and this beautiful friendship you had with Charlie Kirk, because this really adds realism to everything. Folks, we're not just reading a link from another news feed like a lot of people do. This is Bill Fetter standing on the stage multiple times with Charlie Kirk. And just as recent as September 5th and 6th, that's incredible. Bill has written many books. If anybody wants to know what the books he has written, send a message through the website, and you can reach Larry Connors USA on so many platforms that I've already mentioned.
His website.
Yeah, Bill. Go.
So turningpointed.com.
There you go.
I produce a weekly video called How We Got Here. And it airs as a resource for homeschool, micro schools, Christian schools, classical schools, charter schools. So anybody can access these. TurningPointEd.com. Look at resources, How We Got Here.
TurningPointEd.
AmericanMinute.com.
TurningPointEd.com and AmericanMinute.com. Bill, also William J. Fetter, FEDERER, lock and load, ready on the right.
Podcast of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Bill Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call to John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Question: are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.